Praise the Lord. Message number 4. The impact of Christ's resurrection. Let's open our Bible to Matthew chapter 28. And we will read from verse 1 to verse 20. After the Sabbath at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the woman hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." While the women were on their way, some of the guards went into the city and reported to the chief priests everything that had happened. When the chief priests had met with the elders and devised a plan, they gave the soldiers a large sum of money, telling them, "You are to say his disciples came during the night and stole him away while we were asleep. If these reports get to the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." So the soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has been widely circulated among the Jews to this very day. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." Let's pray. Father, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness, your faithfulness. We thank you for your word to us, O God. Lord, anoint this word, O God, and anoint my lips and put word and verses so that I can speak your goodness to your people, O God. Take the message with the power of the Holy Spirit and bring it, O God, to those who are waiting to hear your word, O God, to them. Let the message bring salvation, assurance, faith, deliverance, healing, victory upon victory, O God, wisdom, answers for questions, solution for problems in people's life, O God. Lord, take full control and speak to each and everyone. We thank and we praise you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The day that the Lord, our Lord, has been risen, from the dead is a day that had changed people, prospect, plans, and ways. The woman who went up early morning, they wake up morning, and they went to the tomb, they were carrying with them incense and spices to anoint the body of Jesus. Their prospects to go to the tomb. In their mind, there's a big stone that need to be rolled back. In their mind, also there are soldiers who are guarding the tomb. How we can ask permission, how we'll go inside, who will take the tomb away. But the day of the resurrection of the Lord, as the Lord rose from the dead, we had read what had happened. Angel came down from heaven, he rolled back the stone, he took it away, and also the guards that the women are afraid of, and you are afraid of maybe, they were shocked because of what the had happened, how the angel has moved the stone, how there is violent earthquake. They know that God is moving. Christ's resurrection changed the prospect, changed the plans. You know, the woman, they went to the tomb to anoint the dead body. And here, as you hear the message, maybe you have a certain plan in your mind, pessimistic plan. You are planning to cry, you are planning to go and more suffering in your life. Your mind is burdened with a lot of things. That's this woman. They love the Lord, but they are burdened also to do things traditional, to do things like other people are doing. But God changed their prospect. God changed their plans. God changed their ways. The day that Jesus rose from the dead, and as we are reading the scripture and celebrating it in the spirit, the Lord is changing our prospect, plans, and way according to His good, pleasing, and perfect will. And God had a plan for you. You may be worried and upset about many things, but as you trust in the Lord, as you hear the Word will transform you. The Word of God will be applied in your life. It's a prophetic word, and you will find a blessing as you trust Him and obey and have faith in the message that you hear. Christ's resurrection changed life of people and transformed people's life. They were expecting to see a dead body, but He was not there. He is not there, He told them. He is risen. There are certain things you expect now, but God will change that expectation to a better things in your life. Believe it. That God was going to do in your life. Christ's resurrection changed the history. And even today, God is going to change history. Christ's resurrection was accompanied by miracles. And God today is doing miracles in our life. Christ's resurrection has taken fear away and replaced it with peace. Christ's resurrection today for us is fear away and peaceful our hearts with joy and also gladness and assurance. That day, the woman, they receive, the woman and then the disciple, they receive the truth and the authenticity of the truth of our Lord's resurrection. The angel showed them the place that He is not there, He had been risen. A day that we also, the day of our Lord's resurrection, is a day that we receive a new mission from the Lord. We get the initiative. The woman, when they hear the angel and what He had commissioned them, they were hurried. They have the strength. They start to run. Christ's resurrection make us and give us healthy body. We can run. We can hurry. We can go forward to do God's will and God's plan in our life. Let us read verse 7. Matthew 28, verse 7. The angel told them, after he saw them the place that he lay, he told them, then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you. In the day that our Lord rose from the dead, the church has received a new appointment to go to meet the Lord in Galilee. Here today, as we recite the scripture and meditate on it, the Lord is giving us appointment. We have an appointment with the Lord. As you hear the message, God wants you to know that you have appointment with the Lord. He said to the woman, now I have told you. So this is the important thing now you need to do. God have done his part. He rose from the dead. He rolled the stone. The guards had been shook and go away. They were fear. Now you do your part. You go and tell his disciple. He is going to meet them in Galilee. While they were running and hurry up to go and tell his disciples, verse 9, suddenly Jesus met them, greeting, he said, then they came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Verse 10, the Lord said, then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me. So for the second time here, the Lord himself, the Lord Jesus Christ, who rose from the dead victorious, he himself emphasized that appointment. And he wanted the woman to go and tell the disciples to go to that place because God wants to meet them. God wants to give them a mission to do for him. I remember in one of our Easter services, I was speaking from Mark chapter 16. And in Mark chapter 16, there's escalation of events where the woman who first witnessed the resurrection, when they go and tell the disciples, they would not believe, but then the Lord will appear to them and rebuke them, they will believe. And then the apostles, they hear also, they did not believe, but the Lord went to them and he rebuked them and then they believe. Then speak about that those who believe, they will have the sign of baptism of the Holy Spirit. Then speak about that the disciples went outside and spread the word and the Lord was working with them. At that sermon that I preach, I have faith in God that the Lord is going to spread the church. God is going to bring more souls and God will include more areas and cities and nations and countries under his church. I have faith. The same year after I preached this message, the Lord had led the church to expand to 3 more countries and nations. To tell you the truth, never in my mind, at the day that I preached the message, not even in my mind, in my plan, in my prospect, I never thought about it, that the church will be spread to these new countries that the Lord had expanded. And within 6 months, the church has spread after I had given the message. And hear the message here today. And this message, the appointment with the Lord in Galilee, there's a time and a place you're going to meet with the Lord. What is the purpose? God wants to send us to mission. As you hear the message, listen to me, church, listen to me, brothers and sisters. You have an appointment. God wants to send you. God wants your life to be transformed. No more fear, but joy. No more doubt, but assurance. No more trembling, but a trampling on a snake and a scorpion. No more closed mouth, but open mouth and preaching the gospel. Let us, before we go to the appointment of the Lord with the disciple in Galilee and our appointment with the Lord for the new mission, let us go quickly through verse 11 to verse 15. It has some teaching important for the message. It speaks about, let us read it better. While the women were on their way, some of the guards went into the city and reported to the chief priests everything that had happened. When the chief priests had met with the elders and devised a plan, they gave the soldiers a large sum of money, telling them, "You are to say, his disciples came during the night and stole him away while we were asleep. If this report gets to the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." So the soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has been widely circulated among the Jews to this very day. We find here that the guys, they go and report. The chief priests, what they say? They say that the disciples, they came in the night and they stole in the body, and they say this to the guards. They accuse the disciples that they are the ones who stole the body. Now this is very clear, is the work of devil: lies, politics, manipulation, pride, using money, using manipulation to cover the truth. But here, the point for us here, we don't need to defend the Lord. The Lord can defend himself. We as a disciple and worker, we should not put our ease in these bad reports and lies and accusation. That is not our job. We have an appointment. Listen to me very well. Don't be intimidated with people or leaders or people accuse you or speak bad against you. You have an appointment. I have an appointment with the Lord to go to Galilee, where he will use me. He will commission me for his glory. When they met the Lord, and we're going, sure, I'm sure, we're going to receive a mission from the Lord. In verse 18, then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me." So, in that appointment, as Jesus have all authority, we have also authority from him. I wait for you, I wait for me and for the church, an authority from the Lord to do his will and his plan. Therefore, go. We have from the Lord a word. We have from the Lord the permission. We have from the Lord, that is the value of the appointment with him. We have a vision. We have a strategy. We have a plan. He said, "Go and make disciples of all nations, and baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything I have commanded you." So we have full detail. We have the authority. We have all the details to make disciples, to baptize them, to teach them everything. And God has given us, God has given you authority to do his work. And he said, "And surely I will be with you always." When we have an appointment with the Lord, we have a provision with him because he is with us always. We have a protection from him because he is with us always. "And surely I will be with you always." We have miracles and wondrous action and act for our behalf to confirm his word to the people and to us that he called us. We have with the Lord companionship and partnership and friendship with him. That is what is awaiting for us. And that is what is the impact of Christ's resurrection. Christ, when he resurrected from the dead, he impacted all these things through his word to his church. And this today, the message to us, the Holy Spirit impacting the same. In the same day of resurrection, all this meaning had been impacted the same for us as a church. As we read the scripture about his resurrection, we receive his promises with assurance. The woman who wake up early morning, in front of their sight is a narrow way to the tomb, is a stone to be need to be rolled back, is a guard that we need to manage how to handle. That was the narrow prospect for a ministry. But at the end of the day, in front of them, the Lord say, "Go into all nations. Go into all the, go and make disciples of all nations." He had widened the prospect, widened the vision of them, O God, inviting the vision of the church and the disciples here today, the same for you. You may have narrow prospect. You may have a gloomy prospect. But God today is expanding your prospect, expanding your mind, is expanding your vision. Trust Him. Kneel down now. Tell Him, Lord, I give you thanks. I adore you. Thank you for your word that increased my faith and my trust unto you, Lord. Lord, I commit my life and my ways into your hand, Lord. I trust you fully. Here I am your servant, Lord. I receive your commission and I receive your mission and your strategy and your plan, your provision, your partnership, your protection, your guidance, your wisdom, your miracles, O God, your assurance, your word, and I give you thanks. Lord, I will go forward. Lord, in front of me, all the nation, all the world, to do your work and your will. I will make disciples of all nations, O God, and baptize them in the name of Father and Son and the Holy Spirit. And I will teach them, Lord, your ways, O God. O God, you promise you will be surely with me. O God, be with me and provide for me and comfort me, O God. O God, I pray for each and everyone who pray this prayer with faith. You bless him and guide him, O God, and be with her or be with him. Provide for them and protect them, O God. And Lord, take this word and protect it, spread it to the four corners of the earth, O God, so the people who are in darkness, the people who are in gloom, the people who are in despair, who are discouraged, they may get encouraged with your word and your mission unto them. We thank you and we praise you. O Lord, bless us, O God, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all in Jesus' name. Amen and Amen.